The Rafersh, as we've been studying in Parshas Noach, turns his attention to the dimensions that are given of the Teva, which is an interesting fact that the Torah spends so much time Bechlal telling us the dimensions. Who cares? If one would have asked any school child or even an adult and said, tell me the story of Noach, so we would have said the destruction of the people, they had corrupted their ways, and the world is full of thievery, and Hashem decided to save Noach, and he had him build a teva and an ark, and he put all the animals. How big was it? How many floors? Who cares? It's not relevant. He built a big teva, and we discussed, it was miraculous, it was big enough, it was impossible, but all the details, it's not relevant to the story. So why does the Torah spend so much time telling us details when it doesn't seem to really matter? So Rafersh comments that it's certainly not without reason that all of the arrangements are so specially told to us and stressed, more importantly, Vayas Noach Kain. The Noach did exactly as he was told. And that detail, says Rafersh, is really the point. Whether or not we can discuss, he comments as the Ramban does, was it possible to build a big enough teva? How open of a miracle was it? The Rishonim and many commentators discuss that. It's the fact that the details were given and Noach needed to follow them. In Rafersh's language, if Hashem is going to save one man and his family, he's going to need to save himself, and he can do so if and only if he does things exactly as he is instructed to do. And Rafersh then goes on to a discussion, as the Gemara says, which is the greater Jew? A Jew who's commanded to do something and does what he's told, or a Jew who on his own goes above and beyond and does something that he's not obligated to do? So many of us would have a gut reaction and say, well, the person who was not obligated to do so, who went above and beyond and on his own initiative did something, that's the greater Jew. And the Gemara says, without qualifications, for sure not. Godol ha-mitzuva ve'osa. It's always greater one who was commanded to and did what he was told. As soon as it is your own initiative, then you can no longer say, I'm doing God's will. Now you have your own will, your own agenda, whatever it was that stimulated or inspired a person to do something. You can't separate it because you took this up on your own. And who knows why you're doing it? There's always another element. But the Jew said, this is what I was asked to do, and I'm doing what I was told to do. The Gemara says, Gadol ha-mitzuva ve'osa. That's really the true value in that which is done. And as Rafersh poetically writes, in 120 years, Noah could have built hundreds of arks. Why did he only need to build one? Because that's what he was told. These are the dimensions. Do what you're told. And in order to be saved, that's what was required of him. And he then concludes in a later piece that that's the concept which Hashem uses a specific language of a bris. Hakimosi es briti itach. I will uphold my covenant with you, Noach. You are going to be this one element of the bris, this covenant. He says, certainly nothing requires a bris more than the preservation of Noach. A few boards, a few pieces of wood themselves, that's not the means of salvation. If that's all it took to survive, a few pieces of wood, everyone in the generation could have built some type of boat, some type of raft, something. Clearly, it's not the wood that's the preservation of Noah and his family, but the fact that he was chosen, he was given a task, he followed it through, and Hashem makes a specific bris with him to be able to do so. And through him, the entire world of living creatures was going to be saved as a result of that.